At last, the savior of Radio 1 has returned to reclaim his mantle and generally make the world a happier place. People of Britain, let's rock.
Who's the black pride and dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Miles.
You're damn right. A man that would risk his neck for his brother, man.
Miles.
Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Miles.
Right on.
It's Monday afternoon. It's Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and now live from the ghetto, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Bapsow Big Brecky Bird Denise Van Outen will be introducing us to her rare Arctic snow leopard in our new feature, Show Us Your Growler.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
But now, please welcome the savior of afternoon radio. It's Richard Blackwood.
What's up? What's up, everybody? My name is Chris Moyles. I am down with it.
What's up, bro?
Huh?
What's up, bro?
I'm just hanging out with my homies, brother.
Uh-huh.
And here's our traitor, Mildred.
Hey, leave it, Mildred. It's
hey?
Mel.
Traitor.
Not Mildred.
Traitor.
Why am I traitor?
We thought you were Mildred now.
We heard you last week on RB's show.
Yeah.
Mildred.
Good show, wasn't it?
Huh?
Good show.
Crap.
It was good.
Absolute rubbish. I phoned in every day and complained.
It's you, is it?
Yeah. I sat there at home and anything I could come up with just to complain. Who the man, my ass? No, I thought it was all right.
It was good.
The little bits I heard.
It's all right, little snippets we caught in the car. Wasn't bad.
Say my name, baby.
1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked.
So, thank you very much. Anyway, we're back now. So, thank you very much to Richard Blackwood for doing the show. Congratulations, Richard, on getting that high entry at number 10 in the chart.
The power of radio.
So, do you miss him then, Mel? Are you crying now?
Yeah, I'm really
upset. Call you Mildred now? Bearing in mind, he was calling you Mildred.
Well, I think Simon is more appropriate. That's my name. Baby.
Say my name, baby.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Right, anyway, so we're back. We just had a couple of weeks holiday, me and Dave and Reese. In fact, Reese is still on holiday.
Mm.
So instead, we have legendary executive producer Fergus making sure everything's all right. Hello, Fergus.
Hello.
What's up, brother?
It's okay.
Say my name, baby.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
I did think that was very funny. One of the bits I heard was when Richard was talking to all the posse.
Yeah.
Right. And he was saying something and going, yeah. You know what I mean, baby? Yeah. Yeah, what's up? Yeah. And he goes, do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know what I mean? And George, who was producing, who is the whitest man in the world, the guy's whiter than snow, right? George, born in Leeds as well, George.
Yeah, he's
right?
Very suburban.
The whitest man, so middle class. And Richard said to him, yeah, do you know what I mean, George? And George went, I'm feeling it. I haven't laughed so hard in such a long time. I'm feeling it, yes.
Bro.
I'm down with it, brother. I say what? Very funny. Oh, man. I was laughing. Right, so we're back now. We've been away for a couple of weeks, and that's it now. 6 days a week till Christmas.
Is that what we're doing?
Oh. Yeah. That's it, all the way through to Christmas. So if you want to phone up, if there's anything you want to talk about and get it off your chest, 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100. We're taking phone calls because we're back today. Later on, I'm going to talk about David the photographer. He's been phoning other radio stations.
No right? way.
Yeah. Also, Leeds Rhinos, and also Mel B, and other stuff that we've got to talk about.
What a packed show. For this, haven't you?
Hey?
You're really prepared for this, haven't you?
You know, I have been in the building since half 12 this afternoon. So there you go. 08700 100 100. Call now. Thank you very much. On the show today, we've got new tracks from Madonna from her album, Music. We've got the Spice Girls' new single and Martine McCutcheon's brand new single.
You crashed that. First day back, you're rubbish.
Martine McCutcheon is going to be on the show. She's our guest today, and we'll be speaking to her later. Right, yeah. Now you can sing, love. I don't know how far you go. Ed Case and Something in Your Eyes.
Ed Case?
Yes, as in E.D.
It's very clever.
Yeah, thank you very much. You alright, brother?
Yes, thank you.
No. Okay, so... it's nice to be back. I'm really excited, actually. I feel as though I haven't been here for a dog's age.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah?
Mm.
For real?
Yeah, for real, yeah. Bro.
I've got nothing but respect for all my listeners.
No doubt.
No diggity. That's really 90s, that, isn't it?
No, what, diggity. No diggity?
Yeah, no diggity?
No diggity.
Anyway, yeah, so Martine McCutcheon over here. Well, she's arrived already. She's in really early. But we'll talk to her after 4:30 and find out what's going down with Martine. Like?
I'm feeling that.
Yeah? Mm. You're down with it?
I'm down with that.
All right. We have a Big Mother update, by the way.
Oh,
for those of you who have missed Big Mother over the past couple of weeks. But don't hold your breath. If you're a Big Mother fan, please don't hold your breath. All will be revealed in only a few seconds, right?
Yeah.
All right. Spice Girls' new single, which has been playing all day. We'll play it later on in our show. I haven't heard it yet, so I'm looking forward to that. And a track from Madonna's album, Music, to play.
New music all the way through the show.
Apparently, David the photographer was on Virgin Radio the other day.
How do you know that?
I got an email from some guy. He phoned up and said, "Hello, I'm David, David the photographer." And Nick Abbott goes, "Are you male?" And David goes, "No, I'm male." They got cut off.
Still got it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, line one, hello.
I just wanted to say, you're very rude, you're very crude,
Shut up. Line two, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Hi, it's Julie here. I'm yep. York. And I think it's great that you're back. I was listening to Richard Blackburn. I didn't think he was very good.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to love him as one big happy BBC family that we all are.
Oh, he wasn't as good as you.
Mm, I agree with you there.
Big him up.
Yeah. Thanks, then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Interesting calls. All right, better ones, please. 08700 08700 100 100.
Nice.
Thank you. 10 DJs, 14 microphones, and no jingles. This is Big Mother. It's day 419 in the Big Mother studio, but because all the team have been on holiday for a fortnight, there is no new Big Mother episode today. Sorry about that, we just ran out of time. But we'll do it tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Find out what happens tomorrow on Big Mother.
Radio 1, midnight Thursday. One world. Maximum exposure for the cream of international music. One world. Original. Experimental. International. One world. Unique DJ sets. Exclusive sessions. One world. One station. One place to get groundbreaking music. Radio 1, midnight Thursday.
Radio 1.
I'll say saying on the radio Saturday, so we're back on Saturday morning, that I have offered my services to Robbie Williams and the band for their forthcoming tour to sing on the duet that he does on the album with Kylie Minogue. Because obviously Kylie won't be at every gig, Robbie does. So I've offered to do the Kylie lines on tour.
Do you know for a fact that she's not going to be there?
Well, I'll pretty much put money on it. She might turn up at, you know, one or two, but she's not going to be there every one, is she? No bubblicious. I can do it.
So has Robbie rung you yet?
Huh?
Has Robbie rung yet?
Has he, crap? He never rings me. Calls himself a mate.
He's never called himself a mate.
All right.
Doesn't like you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. Let's do some phone calls. Line one, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, lady?
What's up, lady?
I don't know.
Could you ask, pardon?
Yeah, what do you want?
I want to know if anybody out there's got any spare Mel C tickets to any venue across the country.
Why don't you go and buy some?
I've tried. It's sold out everywhere.
Mm. Oh, well, never mind.
I'm sure people will start phoning in now offering their Mel C tickets to you.
I hope so. Yeah.
Doubt it very much, though. Line two, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Claire Spate here from Telford.
Hello.
Firstly, can I say hello to my husband, Matthew?
No, we don't care. I give a rat's ass about your husband and nobody else does. But apart from that, what can we do for you?
Right, I just want to say that while Richard Brackwood was filling in for you, he done nothing but sing your praises, and he done a really good job.
Mm.
And so I just think you ought to be a bit nicer to him.
Oh, we lost that call.
Mm.
I don't know what happened.
Technical difficulties.
She just fell off the air. You make me great record, Foo Fighters and Breakout. All right, coming up then, we'll play Mojo and that top record. We'll play Fireboy Slim, Rockefeller, Skank, Martin McCutcheon, and our guest you'll be hearing in a bit is News and Sport with Claire and John. It's 4:30.
Tony says he won't cave in to the fuel protests.
In sport, Richardson says he sacrificed his Olympic dream to clear his name.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The Prime Minister says he's ruled out a cut in fuel tax despite the growing campaign of picketing and demonstrations. Hundreds of garages around the country are without petrol and roads have been disrupted by lorries and tractors driven by protesters. Tony Blair says the high price of fuel isn't the government's fault.
It is important to recognise that the reason for the recent rise in fuel prices is to do with the world oil price, which, as you know, has risen from around about $10 a barrel to over $30 a barrel.
Fuel supplies are low in many parts of the country. In northwest of England, Shell says 125 garages are closed. Protesting lorry drivers have started a blockade at the refinery, which supplies 90% of the fuel used in Scotland. Newsbeat's Hugh Williams reports.
Truckers staged an unofficial demonstration on main routes into Edinburgh this morning. It was thought they wouldn't target the Grangemouth refinery till tomorrow, but an hour and a half ago, slow-moving lorries and tractors moved onto the site. Police say they're trying to make sure the protest stays peaceful. 2 million gallons of petrol, diesel and oil leave Grangemouth every day.
The Foreign Secretary Robin Cook says it's important for British troops to stay in Sierra Leone in order to help restore peace and stability. One British soldier was killed in yesterday's military action to free six soldiers held hostage. They're now telling army commanders about their 16 days as hostages in the jungle. Lieutenant Commander Tony Cramp is in Freetown.
We'll be going through how they came to be where they are or where they were, and why they got to be in that circumstance. So those will be lessons learned from today.
At least four people are still missing in southern Italy after flash floods destroyed a campsite yesterday. 12 bodies have been recovered. The wife of the loyalist paramilitary leader, Johnny Adair, has been thrown out of the public gallery at Northern Ireland Assembly for disrupting proceedings. Gina Adair joined in other protesters who shouted abuse at members of the Progressive Unionists. A man from Ayrshire has been jailed for 2 months for performing a sex act in a hairdresser's. David Blackwood, who's 35, admitted acting in an indecent way while having his hair cut by a woman.
In sport, Mark Richardson's been speaking out for the first time about his decision to pull out of the Sydney Olympics. The 400-metre runner, who claims he's innocent despite a positive test for nandrolone, says he feared an arbitration hearing on the eve of the Games would have gone against him as there hadn't been enough time to prepare his defence.
I was backed into a corner. There wasn't much else I could do. You know, on the one hand, you've got your Olympic dream, but on the other hand, you've got to fight for justice. And I've got to give myself every possible opportunity to clear my name.
In the Premiership this evening, bottom side West Ham head for White Hart Lane to play Spurs. Hammers boss Harry Redknapp's hopeful of a first win of the season.
It's always nice to, you know, win your London derbies. We've got a good record against Tottenham the last few years. I think they've finished above in the last 3 years as well, which is, you know, I think that's an excellent achievement. I'd like to try to do that again 4 years running if we could.
Britain's Jamie Delgado's through to the second round of the Tashkent Open. He beat Andre Sarr. Greg Rozetsky's are set up against Sagi Sargassian. I'm John Myers.
Tonight's weather, a chance of rain just about everywhere. The worst of it in northern Scotland. A top temperature of 15 Celsius. We'll update news and sport at 5.
What have you done wrong to be on this shift?
Dunno. Huh? I thought it was a privilege to be working with you, Chris.
Of course it is. Privilege which, by the way, you know, prim and proper Carolyn Atkinson never appreciates.
Well, no.
Which? Kick her ass. Oh, wait, really? Hello, John.
Hello, mate.
You got a very deep voice, haven't you?
It's my Radio 1 voice.
Really?
I do them all, yeah. I go even lower for Radio 2.
What about Radio 5?
That's sort of conversational. You say
conversational?
Yeah, you do that sort of.
What an ad libber, Dave. Yeah.
Official number one on the UK's official top 40 station, Radio 1.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and producer
Ferg,
Radio 1's very own Delta Force. Rock and roll, dude.
Fatboy Slim, Rockefeller Skank, and before that, Mojo with a silent D, and Lady Hear Me Tonight. The new number one.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Marty McCutcheon.
Ready? Special guest, yeah.
Here she is, Marty McCutcheon. Wow.
I've got my headphones on. It's lovely and cool in here. I've been baking out there.
Yeah, it's a hot day today, London.
I've been all nervous waiting to make my entrance. What side to what? Where's the left and the right?
Yeah, just put it on.
Does it make any difference?
Oh. Well, yeah, I like to get it right.
Yeah, but only if I'm going to do things like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's all going funny in my ears.
For real?
How are you? You look great.
Thank you. Oh, God, I can't believe you said that. I feel all right. I've been rushing around today. Been having this meeting, that meeting, and sort of doing like little sort of housey stuff as well.
Housey stuff?
Housey stuff, yeah.
Is this new house?
Well, I'm actually sort of in the middle of boxing stuff up to go to the new house.
All right, okay.
So.
How many bedrooms in the new house? 15?
Yeah, something like that.
Earning too much money.
Oh, what can I say?
So, thanks for coming on.
How's your flat? Sorry, I meant to ask you, how's your flat?
My flat's,
bare.
What, still?
Because me and her split up.
No.
So she's taken all the stuff, and 99% of the stuff in it was hers.
Oh.
So I'm sleeping on a futon.
Oh, God.
Which is really painful.
It's just like big gaps where all the major appliances used to be.
Yeah. No microwave. No chest of drawers.
I can't believe
no
you
bed.
Split up.
No mirror above the fireplace. I know.
Oh, well.
You still with your boy?
Yeah.
You still happy?
Yeah, I am.
Is he behaving himself?
Yeah, he's great.
All right, good.
He's very good. He looks after me, and that's what matters.
Aww.
And I look after him.
How long have you been going out with him for now?
Hold on, let me think. I was friends with him for a few years, and we've been together for about 18 months.
Right, okay. He seems to have made you very happy.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Makes me happy three times a week, Chris.
Oh, no, that's not enough.
Blimey. I don't even want to know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't, trust me.
You make him jealous.
Yeah. Put it this way, when you haven't passed the test, you don't like looking at new cars, do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for God's sake.
Hey.
You was all right. We was at the Spice Girls party and you had your girly there. You were fine.
No,
didn't
want to
bloody know me then.
I'm all right. What? What are you talking about?
He was hi, this is my blonde girly, yeah, hi.
That's because you two get on really well. They were sharing flipping hair and makeup tips.
And you were stood there looking as if to say, what is going on?
Yeah. And I was like, I need some male companions.
Bless your heart.
Well, you're looking really good.
Do you know what? Thank you, I'm very flattered because I've just got my little trekkie bottoms on and my little, you know, sort of sweatshirt top and I've not got a scrap of makeup except for a bit of...
Are you happy with the way you look at the moment?
Well, today, no, I don't feel very glamorous.
But generally body-wise,
yes,
are you happy?
I feel better in myself and I feel better about myself, yeah, body-wise, yeah.
You're looking great, honestly.
Thank you very
you look
much.
Really good.
Thank you.
I know you're like, because you're a female and every female in the world is paranoid about the way they look.
Yeah.
But you look good.
Thank you.
I like it.
I'm quite comfortable with me now. And that's
I'm quite comfortable
bonus.
With you now.
You're always comfortable with me. That's what I like about you.
Aye.
It's built for comfort.
So what's been going on then? What's been happening in the world of Martine McCutcheon?
In the world of Martine McCutcheon, right. Okay, well, I'm making these. I'm sort of boxing up stuff for the flat, like I said.
Mm.
And I'm also just finished. I've also just finished doing a film with Chris Pym. Which
really?
Is great, yeah, called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And I've done Kiss Kiss Bang Bang because that sort of sums up life, really, I think.
Mate, certainly no kissing, yeah.
Certainly no banging going on for
kiss,
me.
Kiss, kiss, pub, isn't it? Oh, okay. Drink, what life should be then?
Drink, drink, glug, glug.
Drink, drink, crisps, crisps.
Anyway, look, I'm trying to tell you here.
Wow, Chris Penn is a great actor.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Nice. And he was a real laugh as well. He was brilliant.
So is this an English film or American film?
It's English film. Right. And it might be both. It might be English and American. I'm not sure.
Filmed where?
It was filmed in England. Aren't I lucky? Great location.
Right.
Had my own Winnebago and...
Nice.
Lots of people looking after me, which was great.
What's the film about?
It's, okay, without giving the end sort of thing away, long and short of it is, it's about a guy who's not really grown up. He's kind of very behind with the times. He's kind of a little bit backwards.
Yeah.
And he has to be looked after by a hitman that doesn't want to be a hitman anymore. And it's all a bit surreal and all a bit bizarre, but he has to look after this guy, and you couldn't get anyone worse looking after this guy. And he experiences everything a bit too fast.
Right.
And he goes to this club and he meets a girl who he falls in love with, and that's me. We end up singing Barry White together and dancing, and no, I'm not a stripper. No, I'm sorry about that, Chris.
Are you naked in this film?
I'm not naked, but I do have sex, which is nice.
He makes me look anorexic. He's a big guy, though, isn't he?
He's a big guy. But I'm not telling you what you see and what you don't see. But obviously, you know, it's all pretend.
When does that come out?
It comes out next year.
Wow.
Comes out next year. And then I've got my book, and I've got my album and my single.
What book?
I've got a book that I'm doing that is sort of like my life up until now. And, kind of played around with the idea and realised I had lots to say and decided, yep, well, I'm fed up of other people saying untrue stories and I might as well make some money out of me telling the truth.
So you're right there. Okay, have you written it yourself?
Yeah, well, with the help.
Yeah.
With the help of Matthew Wright. Matthew Wright's helped me with it. And because I was crap at remembering dates and times and what was number one when I was born and that kind of thing. So I let him do all the boring stuff and I gave him all the atmospheric stuff.
Wow. Matthew Wright wrote it.
He doesn't normally remember anything.
Yeah.
I know. He did quite well with this.
That guy's trouble getting
Matthew,
in and out of bed.
Did well. Huh?
That guy's trouble getting in and out of bed.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The column's gone downhill since he left, though, hasn't it?
Do you think so?
What, the three mingers? Tell me about it.
Say that.
Oh, come on, do you know what I mean? We've all got the right to be ugly, but they're just abusing the privilege.
Oh, Chris. What are you like?
I'm like, you know what I mean? See.
Oh, I can't believe
this. If they had a beauty contest in that office,
well, they're
going to
love me
win.
Now, aren't they? They're going to love me. They're going to probably rip me apart now.
No, stuff them. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about your record.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it makes number 322.
Oh, like people are going to, judge their life on what these women write in that stupid column.
Yeah, well, apparently I'd never have even had a hit or worked ever again after I left EastEnders, so actually you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff them. All right, okay, well, let's play the record, and then there's a few things I want to talk to you about and get your opinion on certain things.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okie dokie.
Yeah, you're in a good mood, aren't you?
I am. I'm feeling chirpy, the sun is shining, and I'm back with my pals. It's lovely. I'm happy.
I hate chirpy people. All right, this is the new single that's called I'm Over You, and it's out October the 16th.
If this is a good song for you.
I'm Over You?
Yeah.
I'm overweight.
Sod. I'm Over You.
Sorry.
That's nice. Hey, you can sing. I like it.
No.
It's not just backing singers.
Oh my God, I can sing.
I know.
I'm a pop star and I can sing.
Shouldn't be allowed.
I'm so excited.
Back in the class, you know the rules. Sorry. You're supposed to sing really badly live.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's out on October the 16th. It's called I'm Over You. Did you write that? Did you write
that? No, I didn't.
No, okay.
Sorry.
I didn't think he had.
What do you mean you didn't think so?
Because she's happily in love, so why would she write a song called I'm Over You?
Oh,
why would she write that?
I've written about half the album, and they're good songs.
Yeah?
Yeah, really chuffed with myself, actually.
Yeah.
And the publishing company are well over the moon.
Yeah, and so will your bank manager.
Yay!
The royalties start coming in.
Yay! Ka-ching! Oh, it has to happen sometime.
All right, let me ask you this then. We saw you on the lottery on Saturday night.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Don't worry, it's nice.
No, no.
Kind of.
Well, you don't know what I'm going to say.
I do.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because you rang me up on Saturday night saying put the lottery on.
Oh, no, what I said to you was, I rang Dave at home, I went, Dave, he goes, what? I said, Martine's on BBC One performing that exclusive single that we get to play on Monday.
The exclusive first play, which was on the lottery.
First play, not first show.
Okay, all right then.
Maybe it's that, I don't know.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No, I don't think so.
So tell me, whose idea was the dance routine?
The dance routine?
Yeah.
My choreographer's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You didn't like it?
I don't like you dancing.
Don't you like me dancing?
I can't get my head around it.
Really?
Honestly.
Oh my God, I was a dancer before I was anything else.
I know, I've never seen you dance before. Apart from in Milan.
Maybe you'll get used to it.
So you dance in Milan.
Maybe you'll get used to it.
Probably. But I'm watching it, seriously, I'm sitting at home watching it, and I'm thinking, something's not right. And I went, oh my God, she's dancing!
Yeah.
But is it because you didn't dance before on the other singles?
Well, because they were slow.
Well, yeah, I
didn't
know.
Look like a ballerina.
All right, fair enough.
But this one's not.
No, well, all right, well.
And this is my little sexy, sassy routine.
Just
do you know what? I'm gutted. I thought you'd love that. Bit of wriggling and jiggling.
I just found it a bit bizarre, that's all.
You'll get used to it.
Well, okay, I probably will. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Doesn't matter.
I suppose you had a hard time and that I had little golden highlights in my hair as well. You're like, oh, she should be all dark.
Actually, I thought you looked good.
You don't like change, do you, mate?
No, don't have a go at me. What's this? I'm just telling you.
Well, you can't. We're on the radio, and I'm supposed to be saying how wonderful it is, and you're saying you're not sure about the dance routine.
I like the record. I think the record's good.
Yeah, I love the record, but I love my dance routine. Everyone loves that routine except for you. I knew you'd have to put a spanner in the works.
I've seen it once, for Christ's sake. I've only seen, that's all I saw it once.
All right.
And don't make me shout because I'm losing my voice.
When you watch it again, like it, please.
It'll grow on you.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It'll grow on you.
It's like rowing with the ex.
Yeah, oh, I'm precious. I'm sorry. I put a lot of work into that routine.
No, well, you were good, you know.
Yeah, I was good. You just didn't like it.
Oh. It's backtracking now.
Of course
dig
I
yourself
am.
Out. Come on. Dig yourself deeper, I mean.
Show your face or I'll spank you.
Oh, I say. No need for that kind of thing, is there?
Don't know. If there is, let me know. You gotta go?
I have.
You got it?
Well, you can stay, but it's almost 5 o'clock, so we've got to play a trail record, then the news. You can hang around if you really want to. You've got nothing better to do.
No, I've got things better to do, especially now you don't like my routine.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm going to drink your water, eat your food, and then I'm going
to
go.
I like the single. It's out on October the 16th. Go to the record shop tomorrow and order a copy.
To avoid disappointment.
And then order a copy of the album, which comes out at the end of October. What's the album called?
Album, it's called Wishing.
Wishing, all right, okay. Is there a dance routine for that?
If you want one. If you don't, there won't be.
Don't hate me.
So what do I do? Every time there's a TV and you're watching it, I treble check, and then if you're watching it, I say, right, no routine today, girls.
Don't take any notice of him, he doesn't count. It's the public that you should be interested in.
Yeah, but he is one of them.
He's
I can't
not.
Believe it, but he is. Look at him sitting there, that miserable face.
Bloody cockneys.
Oh, never mind.
I hate them soft southern fairies. Alright. Oh well, thank you very much for coming in. The single is I'm Over You.
Oh, thank you very much. Getting all formal with me now.
I tell you what, I will watch. Is the dance routine in the video?
Yes.
I will watch the video, right?
And there's lots of close-ups of mine and the dancers' bums.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not allowed to talk about body parts on the air.
Oh, aren't you?
No.
Oh, sorry, I won't mention bums again then.
No. God forbid if you mention breasts.
God, what, boobies, breasts and... Oh.
Can't
say
that. Can't say that. Martine McCutcheon, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Clara.
Thank you.
I can mime the piano bit to this.
Oh, no, I
proved that
you.
The other day in the pub, didn't I?
Yeah. Stunning it was.
I thought I did a good job.
Mm.
Moby Porcelain. Radio. Thanks to Martine McCutcheon. She's nice. Sugar Babes Overload coming up next is Claire and John with news of sport. It's 5 o'clock.
Hundreds of petrol stations close as the fuel demos go on.
In sport, Richardson says pulling out of the Olympics was the only way to clear his name.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Drives. Tonight's weather, a chance of rain just about everywhere. The worst of it in northern Scotland, a top temperature of 15 Celsius.
next from us, where you can and where you can't buy petrol, plus the latest on the demonstrations around the country. We look at the PM's plans to get everyone online within 5 years, and the criminals confessing all on American TV. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
What are you laughing at?
So, Claire's intonation when she went, getting everybody online. Nudge, wink, wink, aye.
I'm not saying anything.
Getting everybody online. www.iknowwhatyourlookingfor.com. Aye. You know what I'm saying, lady?
I'm feeling that.
Yeah. So, when you say where and where isn't, where doesn't have petrol?
Yes.
What, as in?
Well, lots of places have run out, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, are you going to be reading out street names?
Well, not street names. We're just, you know, hoping to find out roughly where you'll be lucky and where you won't.
Okay. But how precise are you going to be?
As precise as we can be.
So, like, you know, I don't know, the SO garage on the top of Selby Road?
Probably not that precise, Chris. That's a bit difficult, you know. We can do a lot.
So you're not going to go for streets?
Probably not.
Areas?
We'll give it a go.
Cities?
Oh, I should think so.
How vague is this going to be? There's 4 open in Scotland and 2 in Devon. Is that all it's going to be?
No, it won't be as bad as that. Do you want to know, or don't you?
Later.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Miles.
You're damn right.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
All right, let's talk Big Brother. Because I haven't talked about that for 2 weeks, obviously. I'm foaming at the mouth almost with excitement to talk about it. Geordie kid, by the way, Scott, who works here on the website, actually went to down to the Big Brother house on Friday.
So what, the eviction?
To watch Mel get evicted, yeah. And he apparently was booing Mel. Yeah! What I like. So here it is, let's start the campaign now. Craig has to win Big Brother, because I think he should. That's my, you know, that's my reason. I like him, I think he's funny.
He's the best of the three, isn't he? Although Anna's growing on me, actually, I have to say.
But it's like a battle between Anna,
Darren and Craig.
Well, no, Darren not.
Is he out of it?
No, he's not, he's in it. But
well, I know he's in it, but
the word on the street is kind of between Craig and Anna. So I would like to, I have already voted for Craig, by the way.
Have you?
Because I'm that sad. Mm. Well, you know, it's got...
But you've spent the last 2 weeks just about watching Big Brother 24 hours a day online.
Yes, hang on, you actually rang up and voted.
Yeah, he's a saddo.
I've been watching on the internet, haven't I?
Do you know what he does, right?
No,
he can do this thing, right, so he gets the site up, and then he just has the audio on, and then he can surf around for whatever else he looks at late at night, right? And then if he hears anything interesting coming on, if they're discussing, he flicks back to it, so he doesn't miss anything.
And then what you do is, as well as that, you go on one of the Big Brother forums, right, one of the chat things.
No way.
And so you log
on. He asks questions and people come back to
him. You log in and you go, what have I missed? And people tell you.
You need to get out more.
I know. Well, what am I going to do? Do you know what I mean?
I think more exciting things to do.
Yeah, but, you know, there's only so many times you can do that before you get bored. I know where you're going,
that's
mate.
True,
and
true.
You'd be right in that idea. But anyway, so vote for Craig. I would like Craig to win. And the number is 0901-1980-102.
I think that's right.
Huh?
I think that's right. Check it.
Right. Well, you fill.
Fill what?
Just fill the hole.
Fill what hole?
Fill the gap.
Fill the hole while you're phoning.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job of filling, Dave.
Do you like that?
You gonna talk?
No.
Say something.
I'm just watching him. Is it right? Craig, yeah.
Okay, right.
So it was right.
So, okay, so you were right. 0901-1980-102. I think 10p the calls cost. And all money goes in somebody's pocket, not mine. If anybody knows Craig, by the way, if you're friends with him, or any of Craig's family are listening, give us a ring, because we want to start the big Let Craig Win Big Brother campaign. And when he gets released, right, I want to get him on the show. But because they all want money for it, I'm hoping that if enough of his friends tell him that we were supporting him all the way through, he'll come on the show for free.
So there's a definite correlation here between the fact that you're...
There's a definite what?
Correlation.
Woo!
link?
It's that soap opera on ITV.
Coronation Street.
Yeah.
The fact that you're supporting Craig, right, and also you're hoping that when he comes out, he'll give you the exclusive first interview for nothing.
We're not going to get the exclusive first interview.
Well, I mean, you know, come in and speak.
People are going to have big money to offer. And because we're the BBC, we can't. Is that right?
Yes.
Big nothing to offer.
You feeling that?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Okay.
For real.
So 08700 100 100, if anybody knows Craig, or your mates with him, or your, maybe even his family might be listening.
Mm.
I like him. I think he's funny. I think he's charming. I think he's nice. And he just went up in my estimation. When he, one of the reasons he voted for Darren was, I'd like to vote for Darren because he's a wimp, right? And then when they had to redo the votes, right? Did you hear this?
Is this when Darren...
Yeah, he goes, I'd like to vote for Darren because he's an even bigger wimp. And I like that. And then the next week, I'd like to vote for Darren because he's still a wimp. And I think that's great. It's made me laugh. I think they're all okay, I must admit. I like Anna because she's Irish and she's sweet. But do you know what I mean? So, she's just a, you know...
Bit what?
It's not the most exciting one.
But she's quite dry, though, isn't she?
Yeah, but I think she's very funny. I think she'd be a nice, you know, she'd be a good mate to have.
And she can play the guitar.
Yeah. Darren, okay, he's just starting to wind me up a little bit because he's always got to be jolly. And I want to smack him around the back of his big head because he's just jolly all the time. Although, right, bear in mind, you know, I'm saying this, all the others, right, these three are the best three.
That's why they're still there.
Yeah. So vote for Craig. Let's have a big campaign to get Craig the winner of the Big Brother house. Thank you very much.
So we'll find out, what, Friday night?
Eight. Yeah. You have to vote for the winner. People vote for the winner all week.
I'll vote for the chickens.
You can't vote for the chickens. Thank you for calling Big Brother. You have voted for Marjorie to win.
Yeah, I can't stand any of them. Well, any of the chickens or any of the people.
But you don't really watch it, though.
Rubbish.
But you're not...
I've tried. God, I've tried.
How many times have you watched it?
About half a dozen times. Absolute drivel.
But did you watch it in a row, or did you watch one on a Monday, then
I watched
one...
a couple, about two or three in a row, then I missed a few.
And you didn't get into it?
No.
Third?
Love it.
Yeah. Dave?
Getting into it.
Yeah,
no, I enjoy it, I enjoy it. I know what's going on now.
Finished.
Well, I know, but I know what's going on.
Sorry.
You should have seen the look on my face when I went to my local shop and Caroline from the Big Brother house was in front of me when I was buying a loaf of bread.
No way.
Man, God, I almost knocked her over with excitement. I can't believe it. Woo! Would you like to hear a track from the new Madonna album?
Love to.
Which is called Music. Well, it's not music, but that's how DJs say. Music. Would you like to hear it?
Yep.
This is called Amazing. It's amazing! It certainly is. It's Madonna. And that's a track from her album Music called Amazing. Alright. I'm feeling it.
Stop feeling it.
Hands above the table,
yes,
please.
Please.
No elbows while you're eating.
I want to see them fingers. Oh, dear. What are we doing?
I've no idea.
It's amazing.
I don't even know why I'm laughing. Right, okay, 20 past five. Madonna, thank you. Still to come, we've got the Spice Girls single.
Mm. I mean...
You couldn't give a monkey's, could you?
No, I'm excited. I've not heard it yet.
You seriously care less.
No, I am excited.
Right. So, back to the Craig thing from Big Brother. Craig has to win Big Brother. Allard, who works upstairs, has been following Big Brother since day one, and he really wants Anna to win. And we were texting each other on Friday night when we knew Melanie was going. Just before they read the results out, he sent me a text. I'm going to switch my microphone off for a second. He sent me a text saying, "Wait, the is almost out."
Right.
And I sent him one back going, "Yeah, she's packing her bags, she's leaving." And then when she left, it was like, hooray! So Craig has to win, and if anybody knows Craig, give us a ring, 08700 100 100, we want to talk to you, 08700 100 100. If you're a friend of Craig, or your family member, phone now and help us with the, what are we going to call it?
Make Craig win competition.
Campaign.
Campaign, that's what I meant.
So phone us now and help us with the...
Help Craig win campaign. How's that?
Brilliant. Radio 1.
Lad?
Yeah?
You know, we're always lamenting the fact that Radio 1 hasn't got a website where you can find out about really important life-type stuff.
Only always.
And we're always saying how much need there is for somewhere you can get facts about work, travel, money and, well, everything.
Much need!
Well, they've only gone and done one. Blimey!
Log on to www.bbc.co.uk/essentials and get their new Radio 1 website that gives you all the essentials. College, travel, work, life. www.bbc.co.uk/essentials. The brand new website
from Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Who the man? Who the man? Who the man? Blow it out your ass.
Do they actually say bubbling to the left and bubbling to the right?
I think so, yeah.
What does that mean? What does bubbling mean?
I don't know, getting jiggy to the left and jiggy to the right, maybe.
You're down with it, Mel.
I'm not down with it.
Mildred. Yeah, you are. No, you're super fly.
I used to be, I'm not anymore.
You're super fly, super slick.
I'm getting old.
You're 26.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
I'm getting old. I remember I used to get jiggy with it, but, you know, now I just get piddly with it, you know what I mean?
I used to get jiggy back in the day.
Did you?
Mm.
You were dancing at that wedding the other week, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
With your lass.
Mm. It's great dancing.
Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. Right, should we do a phone call then?
I think so.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 My name's Jen.
Never mind.
Never mind.
What can I do for you, Jen?
The reason for my call is you've got a big Let's Make Craig Win Big Brother campaign.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm not highly impressed with it, because what reasons have you given that make Craig so great that he should stay? Why shouldn't Anna stay?
Because he's ace, because he's great, and he's fun, he's got big muscles, and he's a really nice guy, and he's great.
No, it's not good enough. Why did you want Mel to leave the house?
Because she was a pain in the ass.
Why was she a pain in the ass?
Because she was, she was just too much. I liked her, right, but if it came down to Anna, Darren, Craig, Mel, I want Mel out.
Why?
Because
we do.
Because you've got to vote for somebody.
It's not good enough, you haven't even got reason. And also,
because she was annoying from time to time.
Who booed her out of the house?
What?
Who booed her out of the house?
Everybody.
That's such, I know, because I was watching it and I just thought, that is such a disgrace.
But you know, did you see, you know when she came out of the house and she walks up to, what?
Sorry, I'm talking to the petrol station. Diesel, please.
Oh, you've got petrol?
Hooray!
Whereabouts are you? Tell the nation. Where's petrol available?
At Pease Pottage Station in Crawley. But I've got a diesel car, though, not a petrol car. So
have you asked them if they have any petrol?
No, I haven't.
Right, we'll find out.
No, people are filling up with petrol.
Oh, there you go.
But I don't know, I think she's got such a rough deal of it, Mel, and to be booed out of the house after, you know, the Nasty Knitting incident where she was the one that showed the most integrity out of all of them.
What?
She doesn't
lose
her temper. Yes, she did.
Well, you've been watching a completely different show.
No, not at all. And Craig lost his temper completely. He's the one that wasn't pulling his weight as well. All he can say is,
But she was like, for God's sake, no, Mel was like a dog on heat, though. She couldn't get enough. She was playing tonsil tennis with virtually every bloke in the house.
No, she was playing it clever because she knew what was going on. And you know what? I think.
Playing it clever. The woman was rampant, for God's sake.
Yes, well, why shouldn't she be? What's she got to lose? And also,
70 grand for starters.
Yeah, come on.
Then the other thing, I think she lost a long time ago.
Huh? Because she can earn that twice over when she comes out anyway.
So you wanted her to win?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well,
definitely.
You know, well, tough tomatoes, love. She's out the house. Greg's going to win.
No, Anna's going
to
win.
No, I bet you're wrong.
Craig, I bet you're wrong.
Craig is the man.
You just don't give me good enough reason for that.
Because he's great, because he's funny, and because he's honest, and I like him.
Funny? How can he be funny compared to Anna? He's not got a brain. Anna's clever.
Listen,
right? It's quite simple. We like Craig more than we like the others, therefore we want Craig to win.
Ta-ra. Yeah, and of course the golden rule is, if you disagree with us, then you're wrong.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, we've lost that call as well. What is wrong with this phone system, for God's sake? Blimey!